Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilay Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Today's daf is Bechoris Daf Chof. The Gemara starts with trying to answer the Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah is Choshesh. That when you buy a payment from the Goy, it's still a chash that maybe it was not Mevakeris. Even though Reiv Behemoth are Mesabris Fiyaldois, and there's only a miut that are not, so Rabbi Shmuel was Choshesh. So the Gemara brings two explanations for Rabbi Shmuel. Rava says that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav Meir, that's Chayesh Lemiyuta, and Ravina says that even according to Rabbanan that are not Chayesh Lemiyuta, but Reiv Atali B'maisa, or Yeh Choshesh Lemiyuta. So we're first going to focus on the topic of Reiv Atali B'maisa, and later on in this year we'll get to the topic of Rav Meir of Chayeshin Lemiyuta. So the sugi of Reiv Atali B'maisa is only mentioned here. The only one place in Shas that we mentioned that if you don't go with the Reiv Atali B'maisa is Bechoris Daf Chaf. Nowhere else is this mentioned. So this is really the place to talk about it. There are many points here about this topic of Reiv Atali B'maisa. First, start with the Reish Yosef. Reish Yosef in Chul and Daf Yud Beis is mistopic. If this Svar of Reiv Atali B'maisa is a Svar of the Arais or a Svar of the Rabban? Is when you have Reiv Atali B'maisa mid Arais, we don't go with Reiv. Mid Arais is called a Safik. Or no, La'ila mid Arais, we do go with Reiv. But mid Rabbanon, we're Chayesh L'miyuta when there's Reiv Atali B'maisa. That's the subject of the Reish Yosef. The Marit Al-Ghazi in our Perek, Anayis Chav Tes, takes on as the Rapasha that it's a Svar of the Rabbanon. Also, Teis is in Chulin, and of Tesam and Aleph, according to the Pshat of Rabbi Kveger, it's Mavur and Teis also, that if you don't go with the Reiv Atali B'maisa, is a Din to Rabbanon. Kveger is also Mechich, the Pshat in the Rashba, and Chulin, of Tesam and Aleph, that if you don't go with the Reiv Atali B'maisa, is a Svar of the Rabbanon. However, the Prima Godim, in Simon Chav Dalet, Siv Seidas, Siv Katan Chav Zayin, it's Mechich from the Rashba, and Chulin, of Yud, that it's a Svar of the Raisa, to not go with Reiv Atali B'maisa. Also, as we see later in the shir, it's also the Chorim before in the Ramban in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph, that it's a Svar de Araisa to not go with Reiv Atali B'maisa. Takobonim, we have it's a Chakir of the Reish Yosef, and we have the Marit Al-Ghazi, that's saying that it's Rabbanon. Also, Teis and the Rashba, according to Kveger, also hold that it's Rabbanon. But the Ramban in Chulin seems to hold that it's de Araisa. That's what the Prima Godim says, B'das HaRashba. Whether it's a Svar D'Araisa or whether it's a Svar D'Rabbanon, Avada needs explanation. Why not? If it's D'Araisa, the Mar never brings him a car from a Pasuk to say this, that we don't go with Reiv Atali B'maisa. Even if it's D'Rabbanon, why in the world should Chazal be Misakin that a Reiv Atali B'maisa, we don't go with Reiv? Why is this Reiv worse than a regular Reiv? That's the obvious question about this Reiv Atali B'maisa. So the Tzchilas Advarim we see in the Ramban by us, in the Hilchas Ramban, also the Ramban in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, also says this. It says the Ramban that we don't go with Reiv Atali B'maisa is when the Miut is Ein Atali B'maisa. I knew like us, like our case, that the Reiv is Reiv Hamas Mis'abris V'yoldais, and that needs a Maisa, Rashi says, that you need that it should be Ole Ole HaZachar. So it's lacking a Maisa. Hashem Kain, the Miut, that are not Mis'aber, that happens without a Maisa. And therefore, that gives a Maila to the Miut Keneged the Reiv. Even though there's still a Reiv, Reiv's chances are that it was Mis'aber V'yoldais. But that, in order to say that the Reiv happened, we have to assume that a Maisa happened. We don't see a Maisa in front of us. We don't know, you bought a baby from the guy. We don't know whether it had a child or not. To assume that it had a child, we need to, in our minds, be creative and say that a Maisa happened. That's a Hischachus. To say that it did not have a child, so then I say that Loi Allah Alei HaZachar. That's Kilu, the standard is that way. Mechitei said Allah Alei HaZachar. So because the Reiv has to create, has to assume that a Maisa happened, and the Miut is without the Maisa, therefore the Miut has a Sa that it's Shriach Tfeim in HaRoiv. Sa that it's better than the Reiv. That's the Lashon of the Ramban, is that it's Shriach. It's more simple to happen, the Miut. The chids are that the Reiv happened, but the Miut is more simple. So that's the nidon in such a case. Do we go with Rav or not? So that whether that's a svara de araisa to not go with Rav, whether that's a getter de rabbanon to not be mischashiv with the Rav, but that's the maila of a miut, the ainu talib maisa, can I get a Rav which is talib maisa? So the maisa, at the end of the day, the Rav is still more likely. Just like every Rav, the chances are that the Rav happened. Also, here the chances are that the Rav happened. So what's takadavar at the end of the day that we don't go with this Rav? Might say there's still Rav chances are like the Rav can I get the miut? Hare Rav behemas are misabers v'yodais, even though it's tali b'maisa and the miut is ainu tali b'maisa. But the statistics show us that Rav behemas are misabers v'yodais. So we see here he's saying about Rav that Rav isn't always tali in the statistics and in the chances. Rav is the way to look at a suffix. When a suffix is normally it's equal, the sides are equal, so that's called that's left as a suffix. But when one side has a Rav, so that gives more mashmalis to that side. And here in Hadvarim, like the side of the Rav. It's not that Rav tells me that go with statistics. Rav isn't to go with statistics. Rav tells me that this side in the suffix is more machriya than the other side in the suffix. That's the word of Rav. So here, when the miut is shchiach, when the miut is simple, the miut doesn't need any maisa for it to happen. It just happens automatically. So that gives a maila to that side, connected to the side of the Rav. Find a similar concept by Kavua, which Mavur, we spoke about in the Shirin Chul and Daf Tari Hei, Mavur and Rashi and Sanhedrin, other Makairis, that the Kavua is not Samak Zer Sakasuf, but when the miut is Kavua, so it makes it more Choshev connected the Rav. That it's still more likely like the Rav, connected the Kavua. But the mile of Rav is to see things like the Rav sees things. It's to be machria like that side. So when the other side has a certain mile to it, it's more simple. Like by us, it's Einot Tali B'maisa, or when it's Kavua, that gives equal or gives chashivus to the other side. So Mela, I can no longer be machria, I'll be the Rav. So the Ramban L'maisa by us in the Halachas just says this as a fact. The Ramban in Chulin says this to answer a question. The Ramban in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, the Gemara there is looking for the Makar that you go with Rubid Delesa Kaman. The Gemara brings from the Makar from Makio Aviv Imai. It's Chayiv Misa. Says the Gemara, how do you know that the person is his father? Maybe he's not his father. Elamaika's Rav B'ilei Sachar Abal. So that's we can assume that he's his father. So we see that we go with Rubid Delesa Kaman. That's the Gemara in Chulin. So Ramban there brings those that asked that Mechitesi to go with this Rav. Why do we talk to go with the Rav of Rav Yosach Rabal? Right, it's a Rav Tali B'maisa. Tali B'maisa. We need that the Baal was Baal Ishtoi to give birth to this child. So it's Rav Tali B'maisa. So why should we go with this Rav? Pita Gemara Bayas Ravina that says that's not considered a Rav. So the Ramban says on this that it's Lav Milsa. The question is in Shver B'chlal. Because that's going to go with Rav Tali B'maisa. It's only when the Miyot is Eino Tali B'maisa. But in this case, when an Isha is pregnant, and I want to know if the father of the child is her husband or somebody else, there definitely was a Maisa. Someone was Baalah. Just the question is who? Because there definitely was a Maisa Bia, and only the question is who to be Miyachis it to, so that's not called, that doesn't have the Chisarin of Rav Tali B'maisa. Because they're also the Miyat of Tali B'maisa. So therefore, there's no din to not go with the Rav. That's the Ramban there. But L'Tei Chadvarim, though, of the question of the Ramban, the Yishma Farshim, we see that this din, that you don't go with Rav Tali B'maisa, is a din de'araisa. Because that's an upshad in Pasuk. What's upshad the Torah said to kill the person that hits his father? Or maybe he's not his father. And ask these Rishonim, that's a Rav Tali B'maisa. If the whole Sfar of Ravina was a Sfar Drabonon, so we understand that in that Torah, we go with the Rav Tali B'maisa. And that's how we kill it. Before we're in their question, that about the hell that it's a din de'araisa. B'shuta, the Ramban also agrees. The Ramban said a different answer to their question. The Ramban said that the miyad there is also tali b'maisa. B'smash, the Ramban agrees to their hanacha that the din does not go through tali b'maisa is a sfara de'araisa. That's b'shuta. One could say that the Ramban is just saying that it's lav kushi klal. That's not a question b'chlal. Ramban doesn't want to get into the nidoin, whether it's de'araisa or drabonon, because there's no raya whether it's de'araisa or drabonon. Just Ramban held that in Svara, the Chisaron, a Breva Tali B'Maisar, it's B'chol not Shaykh by the case of Rav Yehuda Sachar Abal, because definitely there is some Bila, and the only question is who it did, and also the Miut is Tali B'Maisar. Tais by us has a question. Tais Divin Aschur Ravina asks them, Gemara Yevamos and Avkuf Yutes, says there that Isha Shaholach Baila Vitarasa Mdina Sayam. And right now she doesn't have any children. The husband does not have any children. And the husband dies. We don't know, maybe the Tzara had children. Maybe the Tzara had children and then she's not Zekuka L'Yavam. Maybe the Tzara did not have children and she is Zekuka L'Yavam. So Mishnah there says that Loitis Nase V'Loitis Yabim. She's Choshish and she can't get married to somebody else. And also she cannot be Miss Yabim until she finds out whether the Tzara had children. So ask the Gemara that why don't we go with Roiv? Hare Roiv Noshim is Abris V'Yoldis. So the Tzara had a child, therefore this Isha here should be mutter to get married to somebody else. That's the question of the Gemara in Yevamos. Asks Tosfos, Hare it's Reiva Tali B'Maisa, just like by us. Also by us we say that a Behema, Roiv Behema is Misabris V'Yoldis. But the Gemara calls it Reiva Tali B'Maisa, and we do not go with such a Roiv. So why there by Reiv Noshim is Abris V'Yoldis? Do we ego with the Reif? All right, it's also totally been Maisa. And here we don't have the Torah to the Ramban. Because here the question is, maybe Loi Ba'aleh, that's the other Tzad, that Loi Ba'aleh is a Miut She'eino totally been Maisa. And the Tzad that Ba'aleh is a Reif totally been Maisa. So it's a Reif totally been Maisa, and the Miut is Eino totally been Maisa. So again, we should not go with the Reif, like before in our Sugya. That's a question of Tesis. So Tesis answers, Yesh Leimar, the Tashmish to Adam, Leichosher Tali B'Maisa, Kamoi Tashmish to Behema. Tipa Amim to Behema Tarach Lahar Bia. Kamar Basheger Es Apoyolim. Mutu Lachnes B'Kimichob B'Shveferes. That the Behema is considered more of a Maisa. Because sometimes a person needs to get involved. Mar says that sometimes Behema is born in B'Metziah, the Tais quotes, sometimes Behemas are not Matzliach, and they need help, they need intervention, in order that the Shvibo Alei HaZachar. So because they need human intervention, therefore it's called the Reiva Tali B'Maisa. Masha'in Kein, a man that's Baal Ishtoi, so even though it actually needs a Maisa, but it doesn't need any intervention involved, that's the way things normally go. That's a natural process of things. So therefore that's not called Reiva Tali B'Maisa. So Baratais doesn't mean that only when you actually need to intervene, then it's called Reiva Tali B'Maisa. Tais means that because it's something which sometimes needs intervention, so it's not something that's automatic. We can't assume that a baby is automatically we bore Leil Zohar, because the process doesn't always work. Mashinki my people, so it's something that naturally goes. Therefore, it's not called Tolim Maisa. The Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Timin Yudalit says that Lulei Tesis, even without the Nakuda that is Tolim Harba, could also be Mechalik between the Behema and an Adam. Says the Pri Yitzchak by Behema, there's no union of Ishus, of Ishva Ishtai. Everything is better than haphazard when it's all Leil Zohar. So it's not in that we can't, it's not ingrained in the Bria Kilo that will happen. It's totally B'Mais, it needs to be in the Schadish that it should happen. Masha'in Kein, my people, it's not that way. People about it, that's the natural way that things work. There's an Ishva Ishtai, and that happens. That's the way that naturally things go, and therefore that's called Einu Tali B'Maisa, because by Ishv Ishta there's an Indian of Ishus. Shaken by Behema there's no Indian of Ishus. We mentioned a few minutes ago that the Ramban brought down a question that why do we say Roiv Bila Sachar Abal Hare It's Roiv Tali B'Maisa. The Ramban answered that also the Mir is Tali B'Maisa. But before in the Ramban that be aside, that in Isha is Kekes Labaila, it's called the Reiva Tali B'Maisa. If the other possibility is that she was Loi Niska Kaklal, then it would be called a Reiva Tali B'Maisa that she was Niska Kaklal, and a Miyu She'ina Tali B'Maisa that she wasn't Baalei HaBaila. Okay, the Chayim Ramban argues on our Tesis. Tesis says that the Nidin of the Gemara in Yevamos, Tesis says that there it's not called Reiva Tali B'Maisa, because naturally the person is Baal Ishtai. There's no Tzad, Shalai Baalei. However, the Ramban argues, the Ramban holds that even the Gabi Ish V'Ishtai, it's still called Reiv Atali B'Maisa. I mean, it's partial that there's a chiluk. Teis Vayas is talking about whether Ish is Niskekes Labayla. That's the Nida. So now I say that that's not called Reiv Atali B'Maisa. So that's the natural way things go, that Ish is Niskekes Labayla. She will be Niskekes Labayla. The Raman is talking about a different case. I have one specific Bia that I'm dining on. This child was born from one Bia. I want to know, did that Bia come from the Baal? Did it come from somebody else? So even though naturally Nisha is Niskakis Labaila, that doesn't mean that she won't be Niskak to somebody else also. There's still a possibility that she'll be Niskak to somebody else. So the natural occurrence that she'll be with her husband also leaves the possibility for somebody else. So therefore, it's the Raman held that that's called the Reva Tali B'maisa. Hashengin Taisus was dealing with the Gemara in Yevamis. This person went away for a year or two. I want to know, was his wife Niskaktim? That Avada, yeah. That's not called the Reva Tali B'maisa. That's the heart of the difference. Taisus is talking about Boitin Kloli. I just want to know, during this time, was she Bechlal Niskakas Labaila? That Taisus is not called the Reva Tali B'maisa. Ramad is talking about a specific Bia, and that I have to don the Baal or somebody else versus somebody else. So that the Ramban held would be a Reva Tali B'maisa, except for the fact that the mean is also Tali B'maisa. Another point about Reva Tali B'maisa, see how the Achronim looked at this din. The Bach, you know, Rechaim Simin Ches, and Hilchot Sitzis. He talks on the Nidin of the Paiskin there, whether a person has to check his Sitzis before he makes a bracha. Or can you rely on the Chazaka? If yesterday you checked your Sitzis, and you saw that they were okay, so now they have a Chazaka that they're kosher. So also today I can assume that my tzitzis are kosher. That's the Nidan of the Bach. Says the Bach, and listen, Hare Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So Raiv is better than Chazaka. And we don't go with, and we don't go with the Raiv Atali B'maisa. Same Kain, Kol Shekain, we don't go with Chazaka Atali B'maisa. And Hare the tzitzis, who made the tzitzis? You, a person made the tzitzis. So the tzitzis are man-made. So that even though yesterday they're kosher, they were made properly, but that chazaka is based on the man making of the tzitzis. And we don't go with chazaka tali b'maisa, any chazaka which is based on the maisa of a person, we can't rely on such a chazaka. So mainly you have to check your tzitzis. That's the svar of the Bach. The Bach is surprising, to me at least, that as we said, the svara of Reiv Atali B'maisa, the Ramban, mentioned the Ramban, it's not only the Ramban, it's also the Rashba and the Ran and Chulin there, in the first barak of Chulin and Daf Yud Beis. They all say it's when the Reiv is Tali B'maisa and the Mir is Eino Tali B'maisa. So the Mir is Shchiach. That's as far as that they say. We explained what's the aside, that the Reiv Kriyu needs his Chachus. We need to be creative and to assume that something happened to say that to go with the Reiv. The Mir is more simple, the Mir is Memela. The tzad of the meat. So what does that have any shaykhs to tzitzis? My tzitzis yesterday were okay. Now I want to know, did they get torn? So, if anything, the getting torn is a maisa. Why do the Bach looks at the fact that they're man-made as being a chazaka based on a maisa? Who cares about the creation of the tzitzis? We're dining on the tzitzis that were kosher yesterday, or they're still kosher today. That's Eino Tali B'maisa Fakert. That's the more simple. That's assuming that things stay the same way they were yesterday. That's Eino Tali B'maisa. It seems in the Bach held there's a svara that because they're man-made and they're not made in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore their chazaka is not such a strong chazaka. That could be. I hear such a svara, but that's unrelated to the svara of Reiv Atali B'maisa. So by me, it's a very big pella, this Bach, how he took this out of our sugya. This is called that the site of Reiv Atali B'maisa would also apply to Chazaka, and the tzitzis which are man-made, we can't use their Chazaka. Last point I want to mention about Reiv Atali B'maisa is a question of the Prima Gadim, and a similar question of the Chochmas Adam. See here, they are interested about Reiv Atali B'maisa. Prima Gadim asks, in the Reish Yosef, in Chulin Daf Yud Beis, Ask the Reish Yosef that why does the Gemara say in Chulin that when we don't know who the Sheikhet is, the Shechita's Kshera, because Reiv Metzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenin. Ask the Prima Gadim, but it's Reiv Atali B'maisa. What does he mean that it's only b'maisa? So before they're in the Bach here in Erechaim Siminches, and also in the Sfasemes, they also deal with this question. What the pshat is because in order to be at the shecht properly, you have to go learn. You have to learn your idea. You have to know how to. You have to learn how to shecht. And you have to learn the halachas. You have to practice shechting. So you have to have learned properly and practiced in order to be able to shecht properly. So that needs a maisa. It needs sitting and learning, and it needs practicing shechting. All those are maisa. And the meat that don't shecht properly, they don't need any preparation. Just naturally, they don't know how to shecht. So the roiv between Eitz HaShechita is totally in the maisa. It's only kosher when they did a certain maisa of learning how to shecht. So why do we go with this roiv? It's a roiv to learn maisa. That is the question of the Prima God. So l'chayra, one could answer. I found this tarot in the Sefer Shai Lemoira over here. In the Hanani, those people that are shechting properly is only because they learned it and they did some maisa. But the nidun in front of me right now is not about the maisa. I mean, I see a behemah shechted. My cow was alive, and I wake up the next morning and my cow is shechted. And I don't know who the sheikh it is. Can I eat my cow or not? So the thing that I'm dining on is, who is the sheikh? Was the sheikh of the group of people that know how to shecht, or is it the people that don't know how to shecht? That's my question. By saying that he's from the people that know how to shecht, I'm not being mechadish in maisa. The maisa happened, it shechted. I know that other people in the world that are shechting, 90% are good and 10% are bad. That's a fact. Right between Eitz HaShechita and Mumchanei. My only question is, which of them shechted my cow? So I go with the 90% that are good shechtim, and not the 10% that are bad shechtim. Those good shechtim went to Shechita school before they became authorized shechits. But that's not what I'm dining on. Did he go to school or not? I want to know, was it shechted by someone that knows how to shecht, or by someone that does not know how to shecht? That's not a reiv atali b'maisa. But when we talk about b'yos, a reiv atali b'maisa, we want to know, was it zocher ba'aleha? Was it ol aleha zocher? That's being mechadei shemaisa. I don't know if things went with the standard or something happened. So that you're trying to be mechadei shemaisa that we don't see. But here, I just want to know which of the people in the world shechted my cow. So I can assume that it's the reiv. The reiv you that shecht are those that know how to shecht. That's not a reiv atali b'maisa. That's what the Shaila Meira says. A similar yesod we can say about the question of the Binas Adam. The Binas Adam in Shah Reiv Chazaka, Simen Dalet, and Simen Hei explains that the reason that Chazal were not Soymech on Reiv Ame Oretz Ma'asrenin. Chazal told me that when you buy something from an Ame Oretz, you have to map of Shumas and Maestris. Every day there's a Reiv Ame Oretz Ma'asrenin. Why are we not Soymech on that? So it's a Kodesh Rabbanan. Why are the Rabbanan Misakin? Says the Bina Sodom, because it's a Reiv Atali B'maisa. To assume that the person was Mafish Trumas and Maisris, I need to say that he did an action. He was Mafish Trumas and Maisris. So there's a Reiv Atali B'maisa, and the Mir that are not Mafish Trumas and Maisris are in Atali B'maisa. So male, you don't go with Reiv. That's the Pshat of the Bina Sodom. Gevaldik. From this, the Bina Sodom is Mechir from this. And the din that Reiv Atali B'maisa, you don't go with this Reiv, is a din Drabbana. Because I read before in the Gemara that Midah Raisa Dmai is Mutter. And actually there are a lot of kulas about Dmai. Because Midah Raisa Dmai is Mutter. It's only Drabbana that you have to be Mafish Dmai. It's a Reiv Atali B'maisa. It's Mukhrach, says the Bidas Adam, that Reiv Atali B'maisa is a Din Drabbana and not a Din Daraisa. I can tell you a Bidas Adam. So firstly, that's problematic with the Tzadi mentioned, which seems from the Ramban and Chulin, that it's a Din Daraisa. We don't go with Reiv Atali B'maisa. How does Ramban understand why Dmai is only in Drabbanan? It's also true that the Bina Sodom himself asks, as a Tais and Shavas and Daf Yud Gimel, it's bothered. Why were Chazal Machmir by Dmai? Hare there's a Reiv, and the right to be go with Reiv. So why were Chazal Machmir? Says Tais, this Miut is a large percentage. There still is a Reiv that were Maiser, that did give off Maiser. But it's a large Miut. It's such a big Miut, Chazal decided to be Chayshish for. Says the Bina Sodom, why does Tais need to say that? Hooray, it's Pashat, the cloud everywhere. That we don't go with Reiv Atali B'maisa. Oh, that's the Bina Sodom. However, the Yisoid that we said about Shechit, we can say the same thing as the Yisoid about Hafarshas, Trumas, and Maestras. The Lashon of the Gemara is that Rav Ame Ha'aretz Ma'asrin Him. Hainu, there are Amaratzim. There are different types of Amaratzim. Some Amaratzim are the good ones. They give Trumas and Maestras. Some Amaratzim are not such good ones. They don't give Trumas and Maestras. So now I go to the store and I buy from an Am Haaretz, and I don't know what kind of Am Haaretz he is. So what's my question? The question is that what Rav Am Haaretz are good Am Haaretz, and Mir are not good. So Mistama, he's like the Rav. They are good Am Haaretz, that are Mavish Shumas and Maestras. So my question is about the Gavra. My question is not, was he Mavish Shumas and Maestras? If the question would be, was he Mavish right now? Then in a chanami, it'd be Rav Atalei b'maisa. But the nidan isn't today was he mafresh. The nidan is he a person who's mafresh? Rav Ami Art Maastrinin. Once he's the type of person who's mafresh, so then Mistama he's mafresh, because he's the type of person that's mafresh. Chazal didn't make the suffix about each, I have to know each case, was he mafresh or not. The nidan in front of me is, what type of person is he? So now there's a Rav Ami Art Maastrin, and that's not Rav Atalei b'maisa. That there are Rav Amaratzim are good Amaratzim, and Mir Amaratzim are not such good Amaratzim. And I want to know this person, which group is he shaykh to? That's not Talib Maisa. That's knowing which group to connect him to. So maybe that's not the problem of Rav Talib Maisa. Just like the Shaila Meira said, that Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein. My question is about the Gavra, not about did he learn Hilchos Shchita. So to over here, my question about the Gavra is a type of person who gives off Trumas and Maestras. Now we go further down in the Amud. Mar brings a Braisa. Tazel Machlikas. If before this time, A is before it's a year old, and Rachel before it's 2 years old, are we Cheshish that it gave birth, that it was Metanif? And therefore it would only be a Safik Bukhar. Even A is B'Teich Shnosa and Rachel Bashtayim is not going to be a Vade, it's only a Safik. Machlikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. Shmuel holds Ein Choshim Latinuf, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Choshim Latinuf. The Gemara asks that Rava said that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Choshim L'Miyuta, and Tinuf is only a Miyut. So answers the Gemara that no, that Rabbi Shmuel was Choshish L'Miyut was only L'Chumra. Here it's L'Kula. By being Choshish for the Miyut, you're pattering from giving to the Kohen. So therefore it's a Kula, and Rabbi Shmuel was not Choshish. So this Gemara here is a Pesach. It's a way to get into a lot of very chashuv shailas here in the name of Rav and Miyud Lagabi Bachor. So we'll first start with the Taisis. Taisis Divir Masal Rabbi Yeshua. Taisis asks that Maisa Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yeshua holds Chashin Latinuf. Asks Taisis that it's before in the Gemara that Tinuf is only a Miyut. And the Gemara says, in the Gemara Namid Beis is Mechiach, that Rabbi Yeshua holds it like Chashin Lamiyutah. Being that Rabbi Yeshua is not chayish lamiut, so why lagabe tinuf is he chayish lamiut? So answers Tesfis that here, what's the nidin? Here the Rav says that it goes to the kohen, that it's a bechor, it goes to the kohen, it's aser begizah v'avoda. The miut says that it belongs to the bailim. So says Tesfis, even though normally Rabbi Yeshua holds that lo yichashin in lamiuta. But here, when the nidan is a nidan to be ma'imid the moment bechetz kasoi, the rive that goes to the kohen is trying to be ma'itim yara bailim. The miut says it stays by the bailim. So in this case, Rabbi Yeshua holds that even though loy chashin lemiuta, but ain hochin b'mama nachar rive. The din hochin b'mama nachar rive is unrelated to the din of chashin lemiuta. That we hold always ain hochin b'mama nachar rive. Is true, even though we hold that loy chashin l'miyuta, the two unrelated dinim. So Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua here said that chashin l'tinuf, it's just a pattern from giving to the kohen. That's why Rabbi Yeshua says chashin l'tinuf. But avada in isurim avada, we take on that it's a bechor vaday. That's Taisa's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Taisa wants to say the pshat, that the reason Rabbi Yeshua is chayish l'tinuf is only that in momenis we're chayish for a miyut, because ain hochem momen achar roif. Taisa goes takes it a step further. It says Taisa that even the Rav that holds that you do go with Mama Nachar Arayv, that's only when the Teveya is a Bari. But in this case, the Teveya, the Kohen, is not a Bari. Even Rav does not say that Hochem B'Mamon Achar Aroif. He says another teretz, that after we say Hochem B'Mamon Achar Aroif, according to Rav, is only when there's a specific person who's being Toiveya. Hashem again here, it's Mamon She'en Lo Toivin. So here Rav does not say Hochem B'Mamon Achar Aroif. Now Kaponim Toiv wants to say that the Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua by us is not Midin Chashin Lo Miyuta, but rather Midin in Hochem B'Mamon Achar Aroif. Toiv has a question. And this says the following: Umiyui, k'sas tema d'linyan lulkos begizav avoida ulinyan likariv lemizbeach chashiv adei b'char d'azlin and vasa ruba v'chazaka ulinyan nitzinosay lekoyin yichashiv safek. How is this possible? That God, when we're donning to give it to the koyin to bring it on the mizbeach, we say you could bring it on the mizbeach. Roiv and chazaka say you could bring it on the mizbeach. But when we're donning and giving to the Kohen, we say, Inoch HaMamon Achar Roif. It's a tarti disasri. Monashach. I come to the Ramachariah, that it's Karev on the Mizbeach, and that it's Asr Begizav Avodah. So Mameli give it to the Kohen also. So if the Lagabi, the Isser, Rabbi Yeshua would hold, that we go Basar Roif, and Ramach Hashish for Miut, if Imkain, also Lagabi, Linosi and the Kohen, Mameli we go with Roif and we give it to a Kohen. So Taisa says, here we can't take the klal of Yenochon Mamon Achar Aroif. So in Cain, so Taisa has back shver. What's Yed the Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua? Says Taisa, it's near the tar. It's a lachik hashin and lemi yutim etan voice. Shem derei behemayt misabreis kishmagiyo is man sher useless aber boy. Here there's more of a reason to be chayshish for a miyut. Even though normally Rabbi Yeshua is not chayshish for a miyut. But here, the miyut that it's mitanefetz, there's more of a tzad. Because I see that it didn't give birth at the time that the regular behemoths give birth, so that leads me to believe that Mesamed was Metanefes, and that's why it's not giving birth again. So at the end of the day, it's two Mahalchim and Rabbi Yeshua. First Mahalchim that Taisa wants to say in Rabbi Yeshua is because Ein Hochem B'Mamon Achar Aroif. And the second Eretz, Taisa then, does not like that Eretz. Taisa says that here the Isra should be Machriya, that it's a Vadei Bechor. So therefore, Teis has another teretz that the roiv that here there is a good chance that Itaka had already had a child from the fact that it didn't give birth when other behemoths give birth. So here is a svar to be chayshish lemiyuta. That's the mahalach of Teis. Just firstly, one harim shat that in the first teretz of Teis is that the pshat and Rabbi Yeshua is because ein hochem b'mamon achar aroiv. So, and Teres says, therefore, this is unrelated to the nidain of Chashin L'miyuta. So, Chor connected the Gemara. The Gemara asks that how could Rabbi Yishmael say that Loi Chashin L'tinof? Rabbi Yishmael holds that Chashin L'miyuta. What's the connection? Teres has already told us that the sugi is a sugi in Momin, and Momin has its own klolim. And Ein Ochel M'Momin Achar Aroiv, even though Loi Chashin L'miyuta. Teres is the Chor Pashut, that Teres only meant in one direction. Teis said that even though that Lagabi Surim, Lechashin in the Miyuta, but Lagabi Momin, Hochin B'Momin Achar Aroif. But if Lagabi Surim, Rabbi Shmuel holds Chashin in the Miyuta, then Kol Shekein will hold that Lagabi Momin, Ein Hochin B'Momin Achar Aroif. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the Iker Kol Teis is, as we mentioned before, that's the way we pass on the Halacha L'Maisa. That Lechashin in the Miyuta, Ein Hochin B'Momin Achar Aroif. It's a Momin is more Chomer than Yisurim. The Gabi Din of Roif. The simple way to understand is because by Momin the Klal is Hamaiti Mechaveir all of Haraya. It said by Momin that you need a Raya. And a Roif is not a Raya. A Roif is, Mistam of the Roif is correct. We don't have to be Chishish for the other Tzad. But a Raya means a proof. A Roif doesn't prove something. A Roif is aware that there's a possibility of the Mi'at. But Roif says, because the Torah said you could be Machriya based on the Roif. But you didn't prove that tzad beyond the shadow of a doubt. Eidim is a proof. The Torah is semich on Eidim 100%. But Reiv is not a proof. That's the simple way to understand the klal of Yinochim and Mamon Achar Reiv. And therefore it's unrelated to Chashin L'miyuta. Chashin L'miyuta is a chshash, the Gabi Surim, that we have to be chayshu for that tzad. We hold not that way. We hold that you could go with the Reiv. The Reiv is enough of a hachra. But the Gabi Mamin, you need a Rai, you need a Vadai. And Reiv is not called a Vadai. That's a simple way. L'maisen, many Rishonim, it's Mavur, a different Mahalach, the Ksois is Mayrach about this, the Chumash HaDeshem, more different mahalich in the reason of Ein Ocham Mamon Achar Arayv, and that is because the Cheskas Mamon is stronger than the Arayv, stands up connected to the Arayv, and does not allow the Arayv to be machriya. Now, I knew that there's a Yisoid called, the Ksois talks about this many places in Siman Lamed Dalet and many other places, that there's a Yisoid called Cheskas Mamon, which says that not only there's a klal of the Amotim Yechavir of Araya that the Gemara explains in Baba Kama Daf Memvav, the person who's sick, he's the one who goes to the doctor, the Hainu. If you're making problems for me, you want to say that my thing belongs to you, so you have to prove it. That's one klal. But besides that, there's another klal. That just like there's a din of chazaka, that we go baser chazaka de meikara, all the dinim of chazaka, it's also a chazaka that says that the money, wherever the money should stay there. Don't take money out of the person who's holding on to it. The din of the money is to stay where it is. And this chazaka is stronger than other chazakas, and even though normally Rav wins at Keneged Chazaka, but Keneged Cheskas Mamon it does not win out. This is you say to the Trumas Hadeshen. This chazaka is stronger. This is really a bigger topic. We're not going to get into the whole topic right now. Ein Ocham Mamon Achar Arayv. But those are the two drachim that are known in the Mahalach of Ein Ocham Mamon Achar Arayv. Either that a Arayv is not a Raya, or that the Cheskas Mamon is Makhish the Arayv. That's Tezen Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, Mebeis, says this as Rabbi Kegel learns Pshat in the Tezen there. That the reason is that the chazaka of Cheskas Mamon is stronger or equal to the Arayv. Both of these svaras are to say that by mamon we have to be more chayshish than for the mit than by isurim. By isurim it's enough with the rive. By mamon you need a raya. By the chazaka is so strong, so we need to go against that chazaka. And rive doesn't go against that chazaka. But the other way it's for sure true. If you're chayshish lemiut, if by isurim we hold stark of the tzad miut by isurim. By isurim chayshish lemiut, then kol shekein, then legabi mamon, we have to be chayshish for that, because by mamon there's more of a reason to be chayshish for miut than by isurim. This was all in the tzad of tesis that the pshat in the gemara is that we use rive to mechri only the isur, but not legabi the mamon. The tesis might argue to this. The tesis changes their mind. Tesis says, and no. Ksas tema. That if you go, that if we get malchus for gizav avoda, and you're makar bagabi mizbeach, how could it be that we don't give it to the queen? And therefore, Taisa says different pshat in the Gemara, like we said earlier. The opinion of Taisa is that if Rav is machriya, that it's a bechor, it's asher b'gizav avoda, and you're makar b'gabi mizbeach, so mainly you also give it to the queen. That's the opinion of Taisa. The Ramban and the Rush argue. Ramban and the Rush say that even though loy chashin in lemiyuta, that's only legabe gizav avoda, and to makir on the mizbeach. But you don't give it to the kohen because ain ochel b'mamon nachar arayv. So there's a machlekes here between Teis and the Ramban, very sadistic machlekes. When we have something which api arayv, we decide that it's a bachar. There's a miyut that says that it's not a bachar. What is it? What is the din? What's halacha l'maaseh? So what do we do with it? Opinion of the Ramban is that Rav only works for the Yisurim, but for the moment we still say, Amoyti Mechavir Olav Araya, and you do not give it to the Kayin. And Tais says that no, we do give it to the Kayin. Tais originally held like the Ramban, but Tais changed her mind and says we do give it to the Kayin. So, first you have to start with a basic question on the Ramban. That, how could it be, Bizman HaMikdash, when we're makir on the Mizbeach, that we're not going to give it to the Kayin? Haray, a zor is usher for him to eat a bukhar. Even though bukhar is not kachim kachim, it's only kachim kalim. But there's an isser for a zar to eat a bukhar alav. Moran mak is a few zayin. A zar that eats a bukhar is over alav. So it's true, mitzad chesh mishpat. Even if we'll hear this far in the Ramban, mitzad chesh mishpat. You don't have to give it to the kohen, but the mitzad the surim, the zar can't eat it. So the male of the kohen eats it. What are makir on the mizbeach? How could it be possible that we're now we give it to a czar to eat? So Avada says in Mishkarov, that Avada the Ramban never meant, and also Taz in the previous, when Taz had this sad, they never meant to say that you're makaved on the mizbeach, you're actually going to allow a czar to eat it. Avada the Rav paskins that it's a bechor, and mitzad the isurim, the czar can't eat it. The Sfora was to say that the Bailim has a right to wait until it gets a mum, and then Shechtet needed himself. if the Baalim wants to be makaber on the Mizbeach, then it's too late. You're already makaber as a Bechor al pi roiv. You're makaber as being a Bechor. And then Mimele it's Aser. But the Baalim has the ability to wait as long as he wants till a mum falls, until it gets a mum. And then he could say, well, I'm waiting for and his Zor is allowed to eat a Bechor al mum. It's a mission later on in the fifth perek. We pass like Miss Hillel, and his Zor is allowed to eat a Bechor al mum. So once he has waited for it to get a mum, then he has the right to go take it for himself. That is the pshat in the Taiz and the Ramban. That's says the Briskarov. Now one might ask, that what gives you that right? Hooray, if right now, mitzad isurim, we take on as a Bechor, and you could be makabit on the Mizbeach, so then there's Baal Ta'acher, and there's, you have to eat it b'teich shnosai. What gives you the ability to wait for whenever it gets a mum? That's a good question, but the mice is a mavur like this, it's mavur dafches, in a similar case, when you have the right to wait for it to get a mum, if you hold that you're zeiche, mitzad chesh nishpat, and if you be makrabit, you'll lose out, so you have the ability to wait. What exactly the pshat is, it's not our topic right now, but that's the yisoid is before tomorrow dafches. This yisoid that you can wait to take it on your own, as opposed to be makrabit as a korban. So that was the nidon over here, the tzad, and that's my opinion of the Ramban, and even bizman ha-mikdash, when the bechor is roi to be a korban, but the Baalim has the right to hold back the Bechor, wait for it to get a mum, and then shech didn't need it himself. But we still need to understand the Yisrael of the Machlekes here. What's the Yisrael of the Machlekes between Tais and the Ramban? Do we say to say that the moment is mine? Or no, that once it's a Bechor for other dinim, it's also a Bechor, legabi, to be given to the Kohen. So in the next Tais, the small Tais, Divrei Maaseh L'Kula, we have a little bit more of a Gilui. The opinion of Taisus. What's the pshat in Taisus? Why does Taisus say that once we paskin that it's a bechor for Yisurim, then also the Gabi Mamun? Taisus says that this svara that it's a bechor for once it's a bechor the Gabi Yisurim, then also the Gabi Mamun, it's only by Behema Tahira. But by Petra Chamar, says Taisus, then no. And even though the Petra Chamar it'd be Asher Bahana, Al Pi Raiv it's Asher Bahana. But there's no din to give the set to the Kohen. There's a Gabi the set. We see how much you may have here. All of Haraya. The Hainu. The Gabi Petra Hamar Taiz agrees to the Ramban. That you can split up the Isra in the moment. But only the Gabi Behema Tahira Taiz argues on the Ramban. So now this is very interesting. What's going on? What's the Pshat in Taiz? So the Marit Al-Ghazi says that the Yisrael of Taiz is that you can't have a Tarti disaster Beguf Echor. That if on one guf we paskin that it's legabi the surim we paskin that it's a bechor, so you can't say that it comes legabi mominis we paskin that it's not a bechor or mistapping that it's not a bechor and you allow you to keep it, that doesn't work. It's tarti disasri. If in one perspective we take on that it's a bechor, then from all perspectives we must take on that it is a bechor. That's the Marz Agazi svar. But this is a svar drabbanu. Chazanesh mentions his svara. He says, "Omru chachomim." Also from Shari Yeshin, Shari Hey, it seems that this is a svara. The Rabbanon say that tarti b'tisasri beguf echor. We do not pass on different things about the isurim of Gizva Voida and the din kar lagabi mizbeach. It's passing differently lagabi the din moment. Oh, but lefiza, what be the pshat of the place that says lagabi petach amor? We don't say it. If it's a tarti disasri, beguf echad. So also over here, the chamor is asr bahanam. And melech requires you to give him mandas kuhuna. However, if you marat al-Ghazi, we could say, then the gabi the petra chamor, is the isra hana is in the chamor. And the din nesina is in the set. So it's two different aspects. One is the chamor, one is the set. And therefore, there's no correlation. They're not called guf echad. Even though Avada, the Chiv Matnas Kuhuna comes from the Chamor. It's before the mission, at the end of the first parak. And if the Chamor dies, you do not need to give the set to the Kohen. The whole thing is seen in the set is because the Chamor is requiring you, the Chamor is a Bechor, and that requires me to give the set to the Kohen. That's true, But lemaisa, the dinasina, one could say, it's not mukhrach, but one could say, the dinasina is a nasa. Therefore, it's not called a tarti disasri, beguf echar. That's the Marit Agazi's pshat and tesis. For the Biskarov, had a different pshat and tesis. But before we say for the Biskarov, we need to be makdim in chakira about the din man is kuna about Bukhar. Achroinim, down in this chakira. Two ways to understand. One way to understand Lovitch's Lachar, the Pashut way, is that a Bukhar, something which is a petarechem, requires a man is kuna. Harry, let's take an example from Bukhar Adam. Bukhar Adam has no Kedusha, has no dinim. It's a Bukhar. The Bukhar, when a person is born to him, a Bukhar, so that requires him to give a manus kuna, it requires him to give five slums to the kohen. By Petra Chamor, the opinion of Reb Shimon is that it's mutravano, and still there's a din manus kuna. So where's the manus kuna? The manus kuna, it comes in the fact that it's a Bukhar. When it's born to me, a Bukhar, it requires a manus kuna to the kohen. So we can assume the same thing by Behema Tahira. That when Behema Tahira is born, the Heyoisei Peter Rechem, because it is a Peter Rechem, that's why I need to give it to the Kohen. That's one side to say. Another side is that no. By the din of giving the Matnas Kuhn of the Bukhar is not because it's a Peter Rechem, not because it's a Bukhar requires it to be given to the Kohen. Rather, the Kedusha is B'chayra. It sort of requires me to give it to the Kohen. The Hainu, the fact that it has the dinim of B'chayra, that it requires the Hakrav of B'char, and it's also the Kitzav Avayla like B'char, the Kedusha's Karban of B'char requires a Matana to the Kohen. Those are the two Tzadim. Is it Mitzad, the being the Peter Rechem, being a B'char? Is it Mitzad, the Kedusha? The Kedusha's B'chayra, the Karban of the B'char, that requires a matana to the kohen. So as the Biskarov, that entices here to Mavur, that the din, matnas kahuna, of Bukhar, is because it has a Kedusha's Bukhar. If it would be the first side, that it's because it's a Peta Rechem, so the Maisa, I don't know for a fact that it's a Peta Rechem. I have a Roy that it's a Peta Rechem. But I have a Mi that says that it's not a Peta Rechem. So the Gabi Isser, I take on that it's a Peta, that it's a Bukhar. But the Gabi Mamin, you know, Mamin Achar Arayf. But if the din comes as a Tevada of the Kedushas Bukhara, once the Rav is Machriatani, a Pidin, that I treat it with Kedushas Bukhara 100%, you get Malkus for Giz of Avodah, you could be Machavan of the Mizbeach. The Gabi, the Kedushas Bukhara, I'm treating it like it's a Bukhara 100%. So Mamela, it's Machria also, the Gabi, the Manas Kuna, because the whole din Manas Kuna is a Tevada. It's a second step after the fact that it has Kedushas Bukhara. And this thing practically is 100% Kedushas Bukhara. That's the Yisoid of the Biskrov of Gevaltik Pshat in Taisus. Biskrov brought right to Vikr Yisoid that Avad of the Din Manas Kahuna of Bukhara is from the Kedushas Bukhara, not from being a Peter Rechem. From the Gemara in Zvachim, they have Testament Aleph. The Gemara there is dealing with what do we do with the Meister Pesach? It's what carbon does it become? So the halacha ma'aseh becomes a shlomim, but the Gemara different thought that maybe it becomes something else. So the Gemara says there that lema that he shachted l'shem b'char, heavy b'char. If you shachted it with kedushas b'char to make it into a carbon b'char, that it should become a b'char. The Gemara says l'may nav kavina, that will be a b'char. But may say the kohen, you should give it to the kohen. So before in the Gemara, and the din manis kahuna of b'char is a tailad to the fact that has Kedushas Bukhara. Hare Avada, this thing is a Maisar Pesach. It's not a Bukhar, it wasn't a Petarech. But because it was a Kariv, as being a Bukhar, then mainly you give it to the Kohen. So, Norma Furashim, that it's a tailad of the Kedushas Bukhara, but not of the Petarech. The Zecher Yitzchak brings another ayah that the Dimman's Kuna of Bukhar. He's telling the Kedushas Bukhara, the Shem Karban of Bukhar. From the Gemara earlier, and Daf Yud Beis, I also said Bukhara is Daf Yud Beis, where it says that Behemas Shvias is Patrim and HaBukhara. Because La'ochla Amrachmana V'loy L'Sreifa. You can't be, if you burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach, then the Shvias is going L'Sreifa. As is the Zecher Yitzchak, that's Mitzad, the Karban of Bukhar. can't eat makriv a bechor of shvius because it didn't ochel of a little treifa. So okay, so don't be makriv it. At least give it to the kohen. Why does the kohen lose out? Because you can't be makriv it and the mizbeach. Says Zecher Yitzchak before here, the whole din manis kahuna of bechor is a teilada of the din karban, and because by shvius there's no din karban, ochel of a little treifa. But Mela also, there's no din manis kahuna. So wonderful rise of Mishkorovar from Zvachim Daftes. Zecher Yitzchak brings from Achirus Daf Yudbeis. Wonderful rise to say that the Din Manas Kahuna is the Toilada of the Kedushas Bechira. And that's Pshat is by us. Tais is all that once it has the Kedusha Bechira, the Mela we give it to the Kayin. However, Rabbi Chetra, when it comes out that the Rabban argues with this, the Rabban holds no, that even in a case when it has Kedushas Bechira, it's still not a Manas Kahuna. Even though we pass it up here, right, that as Kedushas Bechayr, you could be makir of it. But it still does not, there's no Din Manas Kahuna. That's before in the Ramban. What would the Ramban do with the Gemara there? Zvachim Daf Tet, the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Beis. Tzarech Bir. That's before in the Ramban. In Dikr Chakira, about is the Manas Kahuna to Lada of the Kedushas Bechayr, or is it from the fact that it's a Petarechem? The Scriber said that it's Machlekes Taste in the Ramban. Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Ayin Heim and Beis that Tumuras Bechor is Nechal Lebailov. Tumuras Bechor, you can't be makrivet on the Mizbeach. Gemara Darshan's in Tumura Daf Chaf Aleph. So what you do is that it's Nechal Lebailov. Who is the Bailim? Who eats the Tumuras Bechor? So the Rambam says the Kohen does. He's the Bailim. And Tais learns Kipshutai. Tais learns Zvachim Ayin Heim. The Bailim is the Bailim, the Yisrael. And the Bechor is born to him. So what's the machlekes? It's the machlekes of this. Here we have something which has kedushas bechor, but it's not a bechor itself. It's not a petarechem. So if you the Rambam, it goes to the kohen because the din man is kohen is telad of the kedushas bechor. And if he says it's only a petarechem, goes to the kohen. Here that has kedushas bechor and it's not a petarechem, it does not go to the kohen. So also the tesis is going to be shver from the gemaras we mentioned from behemas shvius. And from the Gemara Zvachim Daf Tes. And also the Tesis there doesn't work with our Tesis. Our Tesis holds that the Din Manas Kahuna is a Telad of the Kedusha. The Tesis there in Zvachim holds not that way. That the Din Manas Kahuna is a Telad of the Petarech. However, Lefidus Mahalach and Tesis, we understand the difference the Tesis says between Behema Torah and Behema Tameya. By Behema Torah, which has Kedusha in it, it's a carbon. It has dinim in it like a bechor. So there, the manas kahuna is teilada of its kedusha. Vashengi mepetach hamar is not that way. Mepetach hamar, the ikur din is manas kahuna. Petach hamar, it requires that it's given to the kohen. Mikoyach that it's a manas kahuna, mele also is neser be'avodah and that neser b'hana. It's more earlier on daftes that loymetzino davar that needs a pidyon and in itself is mutter. But all of the whole Kedusha that the Petach Hamor has is because it needs pidyon, and because it's a manis kahuna, and requires renif to be set. So the male, that's why it's Asr Bahana. The Nitiv Yehuda says clearly that the whole Isra Hanav Petach Hamor is kedena to force a person to go do the manis kahuna. There are different nuschois in the Achrayim, but the Yisoid Mikulam is that the din Isra Hanav is to a lot of the manis kahuna. So now let's move on. My taste is mechalik. By behema tahira, where they did manas kuna as a teilada of the kedusha. So because the right paskins that has kedusha, mevele also paskins legabe the manas kuna. Sheinkin by petach hamor taste was not that way. The other taste says that it's two different yishailas, the iser and the mamin. The mamin ain't all the mamin acharayif, but the iser could be that you be machim not be the right, but the mamin still there's no din to see that to the kain. We now come to the Gemara Amud Beis. Gemara says on Amud Beis that the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua is if Cholav Poiter. It's Cholav Poiter. There's a Roiv, him that has Cholav, the Roiv that had a child already. There's a Miyat that don't. There's a Miyat that have Cholav even though they don't have a child. So it's told in the Shiloh Hashin and Lemiyuta. Because the Gemara is Machir that Rabbi Yeshua in Yevamis holds Leich Hashin and Lemiyuta. And also over here, Rabbi Yeshua holds that not chayish lemiyuta, and therefore chalav is paiter. And Rabbi Akiva holds that we are chayish lemiyuta, and chalav enoi paiter. So the Chazon Ish in Simin Chaf, Sifkat and Dalet, that's a very important question. That before in the Gemara that we said we should go with the Rav of chalav. There's a miyut. The question is chayshin lemiyuta. The general question of chayshin lemiyuta. Ask the Chazon Ish. I mean, this rave is a rave atoli b'maisa. Because we see chalav, but we have to assume that there was also, that there was a zachar bola and there was a leda. So that's just like the Gemara in the beginning of the Amma, the beginning of the daf, that the Gemara said that the whole rave of rave names with Abra's viodos is called a rave atoli b'maisa. So also chalav is called a rave atoli b'maisa. And yet it's before in the Gemara that the only reason to be machmir by chalav is if you say that your chayish lemiyuta. Chazanish also asks that Chazal say the rave tinoik is mitapchen beisa. Hari, that's also a rave atoli b'maisa. So Chazanish wants to say aside about the rave atoli b'maisa, going back to the beginning of the daf. Says the Chazanish, the daf kahacha lechashav rave niv elas, rave niv olais, shebi lason mikre, fein bila asarov machmas sibot tivis kayemes, elakibut mikre. Chazanish says that we say that Rav Atali B'maisa is not, you don't go with this Rav, either Darais or Drabonon, is because it's not natural. It's not a natural occurrence that should happen. It's called Kibbutz Mikrin. It's a lot of things that each one is by itself. And perchance, 80% of the time this happens. But there's no natural law of nature to assume that this is going to happen. The klal is of Rubid Lesa Kamon, is that this is the Teva of the Bria. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Bria in a certain way. Rave behemoth misabris viyoldois is not natural. It's b'mikre. Normally it happens, but we can't explain naturally, logically, why this happens. Therefore it's called kibbutz mikrim. All the other rays that Chazal said that seem to be rave atali b'maisa, like rave tinoik is mitapchen b'isa, and rave time that there's a chol of paiter, all of these things is totally in a siba. There's a natural way to explain it. Hashem came, the Rei Behemus Misabris Vyoldais, that there's no natural way to explain. That's the part of Chazanish. Chazanish says already that Ein L'meidim Mikan L'Mokom Acher. When we only find this klal of Rei Vatali B'Maisa over here, we can't extrapolate from here as a klal always that Rei Vatali B'Maisa Ein Halchan Acherov. Chazal said it specifically over here. That's the part of the Chazanish. In the Rishayim it's not so mashma. The Rishayim took on this klal to other places also. We mentioned earlier the Ramban in Chulin takes us on by Rav Bilei Sachar Abal, and the Rashman Chulin Daftes before that if you don't know if you shechted Rav Simanim, and we want to go with the Rav to say that you did shecht, but it's a Rav Atali B'Maisa, says the Rashba. And also we mentioned earlier the Achrayim, the Prima Gadim, and Rabbi Kiveger, they all did not assume this way. But the Chazanish wants to say a Chiddush that only this Rav is called a Rav Atali B'Maisa. If we do not assume that the Chazanish, then it's Hodra Kusha L'Duchte. Why by this case of Cholov is not called the Rei Vatali B'Maisa? So in this we could say that, as we explained earlier, the call of Rei Vatali B'Maisa from the Ramban, that when the Rei is Tali B'Maisa and the Miyad is not Tali B'Maisa, so the Miyad is Shchiach Tfei from the Rei. And if the Miyad is natural, to say the Rei, we need to be Mechadish something. The Miyad happens automatically. Say that the rave happened, it's mechitesi to assume that thing that there was a chiddush, that something changed, and things went like the rave. That's the klal of rave atali b'maisa. Being that that's the case, we could say that the whole klal of rave atali b'maisa is when we don't see anything in front of us. We just see a behemah. We want to know, did this behemah have a child or not? So it's true that 80% of the time it did. But we don't see any signs of that. There's no clues to show to lead us to think that it had a child. So it's, we go back to this mechidesi. You want to be mechadesh if there was a maisa. Even with your rave, you can't be mechadesh that there was such a maisa. That's when it's all just when it's all things up, being creative and assuming that there was a bia that we did not see. Hashem by cholav, it's not shver. Cholav, we see cholav. Cholav is a clear sign that there was a child. There are a few instances when it's not. There is a minute that did not happen. But Cholav normally points to the fact that there was a child. So by assuming that there was a child, because Rei Behemis Mizabrais, when if they have Chalav, Mistama, there was an Eber beforehand, I'm not making up a story, I'm just connecting the dots. I see Chalav, Chalav is weird, why should there be Chalav? Oh, Mistama, there was a child, V'harei Roiv times that the Behemah has Chalav, it's because it had a child beforehand. So it's not dreaming things up in the blue, it's finishing up the picture what we see from the Chalav. That would be Yashiv Vakasha Chazanish from Chalav. One last point here about the need of Chalav Paita, the Halacha. So Taisus brings from Reinutam, right from the Gemara later on in Daf Chav Dalin, that Halacha Chalav Einoi Paita. Which means in our sugya, you see that's Talian Cheshin and Lemiuta. So Chayr comes out of Fir Reinutam, that the Halacha is at Cheshin and Lemiuta. So we'll get back to that in a second, but the Ramban, just to mention the Ramban here, passes that Allah is at Chalav, is the Epaiter. And with the Gemara, the Ramban at Daf Chavdalad is Madchad the Raya for Rabbeinu Tam. So I have to see that at Daf Chavdalad, what's the Machlikas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, how to learn the Gemara over there. But there's Machlikas, how to take out from Daf Chavdalad. Rabbeinu Tam took out from there that Lahalacha, Chalav Einu Paiter. So says Rabbeinu Tam, don't think that this is a Raya, that always you pass like Rav Meir. No, really, Ba'alma, we don't pass like Rav Meir. But here, where there's a chazaka together with the miut, so it's a halacha we paskin to be a chayshish lemiut. Let's just clarify a point. There's a machlekes about smoich miut le chazaka ve'isra l'aruba. Machlekes in numerous places in Chas. Do we connect the miut and the chazaka to nullify the roiv? Their opinion of Taisus is that only Lefir of Meir we say that. Lefir the Chachamim, we do not say Smoich Miuta Lechazaka, Isra Le'ruba. So Rav Meir holds that Chashin Le'miuta stand even without a Chazaka. And with the Chazaka gets even stronger. The Rabbanon hold that we never go with Miut. Even a Miut and a Chazaka, we still go with Roif. Yet Lehalacha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we pass in a middle Shita. Halacha, we pass in that when there is a Miut and a Chazaka, then we are cheshish. That's not the sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Meir is even without the chazaka, and Lefi the Rabbanon, even with the chazaka, we're not cheshish. But halacha would taste like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and like Rabbi Akiva in our sugya. When there is a miut together with the chazaka, then we are cheshish and Israel Ruba. And here there's a chazaka. The chazaka, the behemoth did not yet have a child. The behemoth was born and without having any children. So also now there's a chazaka to assume that to take on that Mistama did not have a child. So there's a roiv that says that it had a child. The roiv together, we see Cholav, there's a roiv that it had a child. But the chazaka, that it didn't have the child, and the miut, send the halacha according to Rabbeinu Tam, were chayshish. One last point here. As we mentioned, the opinion of Taisus is that when there's a chazaka, like by us, so then we are chayshish for a miut, the halacha. So Taisus asks a big question on this. That the Gemara asks the series in Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua by us is choshesh for miut, and Yeshua in Yevamos is not choshesh for miut. And that's what Gemara says, that we have to switch around Rabbi Yeshua. Ask says, what's a stira? By us, there's a chazaka with the miut. Chazaka that shalo yolda, together with the miut. And that's Rabbi Yeshua's chayesh the miut. Gemara in Yevamos, there's no chazaka with the miut. So it proves that point. Says one, say a big yisayit. And maybe here it's not called a chazaka. This chazaka, shelo yolda, is not called a chazaka. Why not? Because even though there's a chazaka that the name is lo yolda, there's another chazaka connected that. Chazaka on the Vlad. The Vlad, when it was b'mei imoi, was definitely not kodesh b'b'chayra. Now I'm donning when it came out, was in iskadesh. So connected the chazaka of the mother, that she has a chazaka, shelo yolda, which would say that the Vlad that comes out should be Kaddish B'Bechayra. Keneged Zed, the Vlad has Chazaka, that he's not Kaddish B'Bechayra. The two Chazakas cancel each other out, and that's why there's no Chazaka. So this is Keneged Yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, as we said, once say that here there's Chazaka. Today's once say, because this question from Yevamis, maybe we'll say here it's not called a Chazaka. Why is it not called? Why not? Because the Vlad has Chazaka, Keneged the mother. But it's mavur that this svar is not a sort of pshuta to Taisus. The Natan really held that there is called the chazaka shlo yolda. Also, Taisa Naman Aleph mentions there's a chazaka shlo yolda.
And Tosfos here is mistapik to answer a question. Maybe we'll say that the Ravar has a chazaka. What's the makom for Zafik? It's a Sora Brura. So Bekeveger in Tshuva, in Simon's Kuf Samech Zayin, to explain the need of Tosfos. Tosfos was not the chazaka of Rabba in Yivam Mestaflam in the Midbeitz. The Rabba says there that when Isha is married, even while her husband is alive, Aidan, what her din will be, Lagabe Yibo. The Gemara there talks about a case when the husband gives her a get, which is a suffic get. So the Gemara says, and then the husband dies afterwards. Says Rabba that if she was in a matziv, that when her husband died, she would be Zakuka Liyibum, so she is the Chazaka Liyibum. And Alta Tiena Mechas Kasa. If she was in a matziv, that when the husband would die, she would not be Zakuka Liyibum, so then Alta Tiena Mechas Kasa. Were there that we can dine a chazak even before it happens. So we showed him explain. Even though that it was at the time that he gave her the get, she was not zakuka liyavim, she was an eshes ish, but she had a din that this that she'll be zakuka liyavim when the husband dies. And now that the husband died, hare meis the kifre mechia chalav. Meaning she could already right now dan on her din what will be when to get to matzav misa sabal, and we got to that matzav. So already right now we could have done what her din will be for that situation. That's the side of Rabba. Says Rabbi Kiviger, the same thing here, Legabi the Vlad. It's true that the Vlad is not Kadosh B'mei Yimai. That's because you didn't yet get out. No Vlad can be Kadosh B'mei Yimai. But the Vlad has a din that when he'll come out, he will be Kadosh B'Bukhira. If the mother has a chazaka, that Shalo Yolda, and the Vlad is going to be Kadosh B'Bukhira, so the Vlad also has that din. That when he comes out, he'll be Kadosh B'Bukhira. V'harei Yotza. So that we already done in the Vlad, V'mei Imoy, Api, what's going to be when the Vlad comes out later. The Meila, we can't don on the Vlad as it is right now, B'mei Imoy, that it's not Kadosh B'Bukhira. Because it has a din that when it comes out, it should be Kadosh B'Bukhira. That's what Kager says, that was the Nidon of Tesis. How we could explain another mahalach in the Nidun of Tesis based on a different Rabbi Kiviger. Kiviger in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Simin Chafei says he aside that a behema b'chayel, it's not shaykh to dan that it's tar, that it has a cheskos taira. Now when it had a suffix shechita, we want to say, well, because until now it was tar, so even right now we can dan that it's tar. Kiviger says there's no such chazaka. You only dan in a chazaka when the din is shaykh, and yet it's tar. When something that could be makabel tumah, and yet it's tar, so then it's called the cheskas taira. Now I know, did that change? I say al toitziyana mecheskasa. But something that was not bechlal in the parsha of kabbalas tumah, like a heima bechayel, so then there's not shaykh a chazaka that it was tar. That you said, Mikveger says there. We could also explain the Taisus here. That when a Vlad is Be'imai, it's true that it does not have any Kedushas Bechira. But it's not Shaykh Bechlal, because the whole din of Kedushas Bechira only comes later on. Nothing can get Kedushas Bechira when it's Be'imai. So you can't dine in a Chazak in this way. Chazak is only when it's Shaykh the din Kedushas Bechira and it didn't have it. Here, it was never Shaykh Bechlal. So maybe it would not be Shaykh a Chazak. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.